Tablet 4, Chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. John 3:1. The same came to Esau by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. John 3:2. Nicodemus came to talk to Esau, not like an upright man, but cowardly. During the night, he wanted the respect and support of the Jews, and at the same time, Esau's grace and truth. Respect from men and grace from God do not go together. He also did not accept Esau as Christ, but as a teacher come from God. He was not pure enough to see him as he was the Christ. That is why Esau answered him in the following way. Esau answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John 3:3. That is, unless a person overcomes the lower nature, Eve, lower consciousness, and comes to the higher self, he will not see the kingdom of God. Esau was telling Nicodemus that he just talks without having experienced the truth, and he had not overcome the lower nature. Therefore, whatever he said was invalid and from his lower self. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? John 3:4. Like the majority of the people, Nicodemus took what Esau said literally to mean being born again from the mother. He misunderstood completely what to be born again means. Esau answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John 3:5. Again, Esau repeated himself that a man should be born from his lower consciousness, animal consciousness, water, or spirit, which is the subtle body with different propensities of desires and bondage, lower chakras. Or, in other words, to be born from the lower self to the higher self. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. John 3:6. A man who is born from the womb of his mother, flesh, and stays in his lower nature, crucified consciousness, is indeed flesh. Because what is flesh? It is crucified consciousness. And if the consciousness of man becomes very crude indeed, he has no consciousness but fleshly consciousness. So he is flesh. But the man who overcomes the flesh and his lower spirit will have spiritual consciousness and is spirit. His soul will be born from the bondage of his lower spirit, turbulent water, lower chakras, and will become a free soul. Also, only the first begotten Son of God had reached pure consciousness before creation. Flesh. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. John 3:7. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. John 3:8. Esau saw that Nicodemus was ignorant of the realities of spiritual understanding. So he described to him the difference between a true spiritual person and a fleshly person. The spirit is completely detached from this external universe, and it comes and goes like the wind. You can hear it and feel it, but do not know where it comes from and where it goes. In other words, a person of the Spirit is detached from all the bondage of the external world. Excuse me. Such a man has been. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? John 3:9. Still, he did not understand. Esau answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? John 3:10. Esau marveled that Nicodemus, a master of the laws of Israel and spiritual leader, did not understand such a basic truth of spirituality. Esau realized that Nicodemus is not in that state of consciousness to understand these things. That is why he continued, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. John 3:11. Esau said that whatever he told Nicodemus was true, as we speak that we do know, or, in other words, because I have seen and experienced the truth, testify that we have seen, it is true. But because you have no knowledge of these truths, and only follow the dead words of your scripture, so you do not understand them. You receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? John 3:12. He said, If I have told you about these simple, basic things, and you did not understand or believe them, then how can I talk about things on a higher level, heavenly things, so that you might understand and believe their truth? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. John 3:13. No man reaches pure consciousness without first being lost in Maya, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. Even the first begotten Son had gone through this process, eternal divine path, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. John 3:14, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:15, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 3:17. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John 3:18. Those who believe, follow his teachings and path, and come out of their lower natures cannot be and are not condemned. But those who stay in their lower natures by the lower nature are already condemned. They will not know his name. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. John 3:19. Their condemnation is that man loves to stay in his lower nature and follow Maya. And that is why their deeds become evil, because of the darkness of their souls. They do not want to see the light, but they want to stay in darkness. As Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita, those who are in their lower natures hate the light, truth, in themselves and in others. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. John 3:20. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest. Only those who become divine go to their higher selves, are saved through him, his name. After these things came Esau and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized, John 3:22. John also was baptizing near Aenon, near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized, John 3:23. For John was not yet cast into prison, John 3:24. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying, John 3:25. And they came unto John, and they said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him, John 3:26. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven, John 3:27. Father in heaven knows what is good for humanity and uses our bodies to do his tasks. That is why a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven. So the power of Christ was coming from heaven. The power of John was coming from heaven also. So if God does not want something to happen, it will not happen. And similarly, if he desires something to happen, it will happen. That is why the human should use his intelligence and all the powers given to him to understand and do God's will, and then surrender the result, the outcome, to the Lord, and be content with whatever the result is. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him, John 3:28. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. John 3:29. Again, John indirectly proclaimed Esau as the expected Messiah and the Christ. He must increase, but I must decrease. John 3:30. John also said that his mission was fulfilled. He found and witnessed the Christ. So he must decrease and Esau must increase. He that cometh from above is above all, and he that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. John 3:31. Esau was the first begotten son of God, cometh from above. He was the great avatar, Maha Avatar. John was in a very high consciousness, or even an avatar, but Esau was before him. He was the first begotten son. And what he hath seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receiveth his testimony. John 3:32. He that hath received his testimony hath set to his seal that God is true. John 3:33. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. John 3:34. Most of the people, because they are in their lower natures, will not receive him and his testimony. But those who receive and understand him will believe in God, because a person in pure consciousness, especially the first begotten Son God hath sent, speaks the truth, because he is in truth. He speaks the words of God. He is in complete tune with the Lord. So he uses the universal mind and uses it abundantly. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hand, John 3:35. As any father who loves his son will give all things to him, so the Father in heaven also gives all things to those who are in pure consciousness, his son, Revelation 21:7. So whatever belongs to the Father belongs to the Son also, especially the first begotten Son. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36. The prophets and messengers, sons of God, are sent from God to guide humanity. Those who have faith in them and follow their words will have everlasting life. But those who do not will fall into Maya and their lower natures. They will have the wrath of God abideth on them. If they repent, however, they will be guided to the path of truth, pure consciousness.